Chapter 7. Tammo had never been so tired in all his young life. It was 3 hours after dawn, and they were still running. His footpaws felt heavy as 2 millstones, and the weight of the haversack on his back, which had been fairly light at first, was now like carrying another beast. Those open plains that had always looked smooth and slightly undulating from a distance. What had happened to them? Suddenly, they had become a series of steep hills and deep valleys, with small sharp rocks hidden by the grass, areas of thorny thistle and slopes of treacherous gravelly scree. The welcome sunlight of dawn was now a burning eye that blinded him and added to the discomfort of his already overheated body. Staggering and gasping for breath, Tammo slumped down on the summit of a hill, unable to go another pace forward. Russa Nodre was already there, still upright, breathing calmly as she viewed the prospect to the south. From the corner of her eye, she watched the young hare with a tinge of admiration that she kept well hidden from him.
Nothing like a brisk trot, eh, Tam? How'd you feel?
Tammo was on all fours, head bent as he tried to regulate his breath. He spoke, still facing the ground, unable to look up.
Not too blinking chipper, ma'am. Need water, something to eat, and sleep. You've anything for a jolly good snooze, ma'am.
Russa crouched down beside him.
Listen, young'un. Call me Russa. Pal, matey, anything you like. But stop calling me marm. It makes me feel like some fat old mother duck.
Tammo glanced sideways at her, mischief dancing in his eyes.
I'll do that, matey, but you stop calling me young'un or I'll start calling you mother duck.
Standing behind him, Russa smiled as she pulled the haversack from his back. Despite her initial reluctance, she was beginning, if a little grudgingly, to enjoy Tammo's company.
Let's have this thing off you, Tam. We can't stop here. Got to press on a bit before we make camp.
Tammo flexed his shoulders and moved to a sitting position.
Why is that? This looks like a jolly good spot, what?
The squirrel pointed south, indicating another 2 hilly tors.
We got to land up across there by midday. Right, here's where your education starts, young'un. Pal. Tell me, why should we make camp there instead of here?
Tammo pondered the question a moment.
Haven't a belly clue, old pal. Tell me.
Russa began shouldering the haversack.
Well, for a start, 'tis too open up here. We can be seen for miles. A good camp should be sheltered for 2 reasons. 1, in case of the weather. 2, to stay hidden. Doesn't do to let every beast know where you are in open country.
The young hare stood up slowly.
Makes sense, I suppose.
You bet your life it does.
The squirrel winked at him.
But afore you go haring off, let me tell you the rest. At midday, it'll be hottest. That's when we should sleep a few hours and save energy. We can eat and drink too afore we nap. Sleep's good for digestion. If we ate and drank now, we'd be travelling on full bellies. It'd take us twice as long to get there in that state. All right, matey, let's be on our way. I'll carry this haversack for a while. 'Tis only fair.